1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Bump stock ban lifted. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court striking down a ban on bump stocks, devices that allow for rapid fire with one trigger pull of a gun. ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more on the decision handed down minutes ago.
The High Court ruled 6-3 along ideological lines that the ATF went beyond its authority in banning bump stocks. That rule was issued during the Trump administration after a gunman used a bump stock to kill 58 people and wound hundreds more in Las Vegas. Justice Clarence Thomas, writing for the conservative majority, says the agency went too far in characterizing a bump stock as a machine gun. This ruling means the devices will be legal again until or unless Congress acts to ban them.
We are still waiting on some other big decisions from the high court, including whether presidents should be allowed absolute immunity from criminal prosecution and whether obstruction charges should have been filed against the January 6th protesters. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump is walking back what he said about Milwaukee being a horrible city. Punch Bowl News reports Trump made the remark to U.S. House Republicans yesterday. Trump tells Fox News he was referring to crime and unproven accusations of election fraud. Trump says he loves Milwaukee. Fewer than 2% of state lawmakers around the country hold down working-class jobs. That's according to a new study from Duke and Loyola Chicago Universities. Co-author Nicholas Karn says that skews lawmakers' perspectives.
If there's a problem facing lawyers, you can be darn sure the state legislature is going to hear about it. But if there's a problem facing working-class people, our institutions can miss it.
Karn says lowering the cost of campaigning and raising legislative salaries might help. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Expect to see planes overhead on your commute. The Wisconsin State Patrol is doing aerial surveillance on the Beltline today. Speeding has been a growing problem since the start of the pandemic. It's leading to more deadly crashes across Wisconsin. And for the next week and a half, you can watch artists sculpt huge pieces on the shore of Lake Monona. This is the first Harry Whitehorse Sculpting Festival honoring one of Madison's best-known Indigenous artists. He has about 10 public pieces around the county. Whitehorse died in 2017 at age 90. About 24 sculptors from all over the globe will be here. Deb Whitehorse, Harry's wife.
Artists coming from Peru, Germany, Switzerland, someone from India, Czech Republic, Poland, Ukraine. It's just incredible.
The event is at San Damiano in Monona. It's free and will continue until the 24th. They hope to bring it back every 2 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers signed their number one pick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have signed offensive lineman Jordan Morgan. That means all of the team's 11 picks from this year's draft class have now been signed. Now another former first-round pick awaits a new contract, quarterback Jordan Love. The market value went up again. Last night, the Jacksonville Jaguars signing quarterback Trevor Lawrence to a 5-year deal worth $275 million, $200 million guaranteed. The 24-year-old Lawrence given $142 million of that. After signing, baseball, AmFam Field. The Brewers open a 3-game weekend series tonight against the Cincinnati Reds. Milwaukee remains in first place in the NL Central, followed by the Cardinals. The third-place Reds trail by 7 games. NBA, the Boston Celtics could win it all tonight in the NBA Finals.
From game to game or series to series, we always, like, want more. Even now, up 3-0. We still feel like it's a lot more that we can do, and it's a lot more that we want to do.
That's the Celtics' Jason Tatum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 80. Partly cloudy, 55 tonight. Partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s on Saturday and a chance of an afternoon shower. Saturday night, showers and storms, a low of 65. Showers and storms scattered about on Sunday with a high of 88.
Currently, 72 degrees.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Dana Pelabon will join us.
The Dane County executive race is heating up.
Talk to you Monday morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
She's imprinted on the country permanently that she is a really shallow, uneducated, and uneducatable person. Other than her weird laugh, there's no really significant part to her mouth.
That would be Newt Gingrich talking about Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States of America. We certainly did not do that to trigger Franch. She's road raging. Angela's road raging.
Uh-oh.
Friends don't let friends drive angry. Uh-oh. Golly. Good morning, Frangela. Hiya.
Good morning.
That was Newt Gingrich talking about how uneducated the Vice President of the United States is.
And uneducatable.
And she has a weird laugh. Yeah. Not, you know, but Newt Gingrich has a perfect laugh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. What do you have to do as a black person? This woman was the attorney general.
Mm-hmm. Of the second largest Justice Department in the United States.
Thank you.
A senator.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You know, there is no pleasing certain white men.
It's just when I think there is no level of disrespect. Right, that they will not lower themselves to. And you know what? I had to Google. I'm like, oh, because she went to Howard. And in case you haven't noticed, that's a black college. Is that what he means? Like, it just trying to delve through the layers of racism sometimes, right?
I know. Were you, Francis? Because when I heard that, I just knew whoever it was talking about Marjorie. Me too. Bad built butch body. That's what I knew. Built butch body, and I was like, oh no, what?
Yeah, we were just talking earlier to Glenn Kirshner about, I'm so glad that Fannie Willis spoke out. I don't know if you heard her comments, but you know, she just was talking about the disrespect she is getting, you know, as a black woman being over sexualized and the stupid schoolboy jokes calling her Fanny. Rudy Giuliani just called her a hoe this week. Just call, I mean, it is. There just is no low that's too low, right?
No, there isn't. And you know what? And meanwhile, we have to sit here and hear about how tender Donald Trump's emotions are, that he can't hear, no one can talk about salacious things that he's done, right? But meanwhile, we can go and talk about all the salacious things that Hunter Biden has done. Right?
And Rudy Giuliani's talking to a Christian group, and he calls Funnels a whore.
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, this is who these people are.
Yeah.
Does anybody have Newt Gingrich's address? I can be there in like 15.
But we were just...
And we're online. I don't want him doxed. I just want to say hi.
And we were talking all morning about him saying Milwaukee's a horrible city, which, first of all, is politically, of course, unbelievable that that's where the RNC is. But we see you. It's because they have a black mayor. You know, it's only cities with black mayors that he talks horrible crime. You know, when of course crime is down there like everywhere else under Joe Biden, right?
Yeah. What I find fascinating is the strategy of holding your convention in a city that you've just insulted.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to understand how that is a good.
Yeah.
Strategy, mm-hmm. Because if I were the good people of Milwaukee, that would encourage me to protest it and to disrupt it, their proceedings.
Yep. Yeah. And on top of that, what I really hope and pray is that was the cattle prod to get everybody, every black, every other person in Milwaukee out to vote this November.
Yeah. Yeah, in
because
a swing
that's what
state.
People think of you.
Yeah, we were saying it's just some like weird psychological thought experiment. Like, what does he have to do? Like, he just what exactly does he have to call everyone's mother in America a whore? Like, what would be? Is there anything that he can do or say or be convicted
that's how
of?
Work.
What's that?
That's how cults work.
Yeah,
like they are absolutely in a cult. They are brainwashed, and not some of them. The washing was very easy. You know, it was like a dribble, you know, it didn't, they were a far jump from this. But the reality is, there is nothing he can do. He was right when he said, I could shoot someone. He could shoot a baby.
Yeah.
In the middle of the street. And these people would be like, it didn't happen, or it was a setup, or what. Thank you. Now he's saying that he might lose the debate on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. By the way, Angela, I love you in your car. I feel like Jerry Seinfeld's going to pop up in the back and get you some coffee. But
yeah.
You canceled him. He's another rich white man you canceled, though. So,
right.
Yeah.
I'm having a slight misunderstanding with the police department. He's out of the way.
Okay. The internet wasn't working in your house, so that's why, just so people. Okay.
I'm on the run or crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I might be crazy, but I'm not on the run.
I mean, I know it's so numbing, but you know, that he said, what did he say yesterday? Brittany Griner should be back in prison in Russia.
And simultaneously, he can get the reporter.
Yeah,
out.
The white guy out.
Doesn't
right.
Make any sense.
Yeah, we'll give you the black lesbian back. Okay.
Crazies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should we even start on the sharks and the batteries and the. Did you hear the shark battery?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Please go. Please tell people in case they haven't heard it.
What? Who's America's early warning system?
Black ladies.
What? She tried to warn him. It's the shark's house.
Yeah.
Don't go in the shark's house.
End up on the plate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Gonna get eight. Okay. I don't know what we do about the numbness.
The garbage truck is here. Chill.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Just want to let you know that's what you hear.
But no, I just, like I was saying, it is so, the racism is so, is there a number past 11? It's from Spinal Tap, we'll ask Rob Reiner next time. But just, who was the podcast? Was it Joe Rogan's podcast?
Yeah.
Were there just.
They said Biden wasn't real?
No, the whole like, oh, you know, well, the blacks are like Trump now because he's a felon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Is that stuff that people just say now to go, oh, yes, all people are obviously felons. You know, I'm sorry. Your thoughts?
I'm going to lay it down.
You know,
it's just more opportunities to be to disrespect a group that you don't have any. These people don't have any respect for. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, you know, I don't expect Joe Rogan to respect me. He ain't never respected me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? He ain't never had no love for me. So, or black folk. So, yeah, whatever he thinks, whatever idea comes off the bottom of his shoe or off the belly button lint out of his belly button, that's what he thinks of black people.
And then
that's
they,
his idea.
And then
he
can't tried
find
to
his belly button.
Then they tried to spin it by like, oh, well, you know, just he black people know what it's like to be, you know, as you know, victim of the system. It's like, really? If Donald Trump were black, he would have been under the prison 11 yeah. billion years ago. But spare me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. We just talked about this on The Final Word yesterday. If he were black, if he were anybody else in this system, when he sat down, he would, number one, he wouldn't have been able to sit down with his probation officer for on a Zoom, okay?
Thank
he
you.
Didn't have to pee in a cup.
Thank you.
He
Thank
didn't
you.
Have to, you know, he didn't.
He still has a gun. He still has a gun. And so this is the week when only gun laws only apply to Hunter Biden. I mean, he still has the gun. And I love this part. New York City Police Department has now notified police in Florida and asked them to take appropriate action. Oh, please, God, let him make a run for it. I want to hear bad boys. I want him to climb over a fence. Gun falls out of his. Bad boys.
And I try to understand how he's calling for a drug test before the debate, but isn't doing one
that he's required to do, that anyone else would be required to do, right?
Right. I mean, it's like, really, dude?
Yeah. And someone was saying, like, you know, there should be all kinds of things required. There usually are, I believe, mm-hmm. medical records, all this stuff that he's never released to the public. You know, that they ask for if you're a felon, you know, on probation. So it's just, and by the way, what they were saying, he released like another bolt letter from his doctor a few months ago, right? Like, you know, saying he's in excellent health. I mean, seriously, we've never actually gotten an honest evaluation from a real doctor, right?
And we all know that if he pees in a cup,
yeah.
We're going to find every bit of drugs that he is on.
Yeah.
And he's, by law, he is supposed to do it.
Yeah. And I love the whole gun. He's long bragged about his guns and what he do with them. After the deadly 2016 terrorist attacks in Paris, he said, I always carry a weapon on me. And if he were there, he would have opened fire on the assault. You would have your diaper like you always do. Oh my God, you would have done nothing.
Yep.
He's such a
poopy pants.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know why nobody gave him some bleach in a needle way back then when he said that could work and be like, you know what? You could be the first person to try this.
Do it on camera. Yeah. Yes.
You know, I'm just saying.
I know. You're not saying. You're just saying.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Okay. Can we, let's talk about the SCOTUS ruling quickly. Zoe Lofgren.
It's worth remembering that when the court overthrew Roe v. Wade, they essentially eliminated the constitutional right to privacy. And that is the basis for a number of American freedoms. The freedom to marry who you want, the freedom to have access to contraception. So there is a lot of risk to American women of the federal government coming in and taking control of their lives and their health care.
Yeah. You know, we were saying, you know, at first yesterday when it broke during our show, we're like, oh, good, the mifepristone ruling. But, you know, then, of course, this Supreme Court, you break it down and go, okay, well, it's because they didn't have standing. But then also, you know, it was really more big pharma. You know, it was more like a, you know, pro-big business ruling, like right. Jody brought up the Starbucks anti-worker ruling.
Yep.
I mean, it's so depressing. You know, Glenn Kirshner was saying he thinks that they are going to give him some sort of immunity. Because there's all kinds of speculation about why they roll the way they do to seem like, oh, they're not as extreme when they do X, Y, and Z. What do you guys think?
I think that they are more extreme than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I think that they have an agenda that is far more wide and thought out, and that they are, what I find particularly galling about this Supreme Court is the icky, disgusting way they celebrate taking away our rights.
Yeah.
That they are, you can see the giddiness mm-hmm. coming off of Alito and Clarence Thomas. And it's like,
they're not only, and they're very open and clear about, we are getting our revenge because you treated us. We didn't like how we were talked about. We're going to take care of all of you. And I'm like, what happened? Like, it's not like I had an enormous amount of respect for a bunch of government institutions, but really, we're here in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Don't you remember back now that, like, he was always whiny during, they say, some people say he's never gotten over his confirmation hearing. Remember, they were like, you made Mrs. Alito cry, you know, and now I'm going, oh, why? Because she had to be around gays. What really? What made her cry?
Yeah. Just give her a flag. That cheers her right up.
I know.
Yeah. She takes her time and energy to sit in her house thinking, what flag can she think of that'll piss off gays? Tells you everything you need to know about them, right?
Absolutely. And those are he is the person making rules on who can get married, who can, you know, that takes takes away our autonomy of our bodies. This is who runs America, who runs you. You think you run you, but you don't run you.
You don't run you.
If I would, can we find out who that neighbor is that we want to have on our girls trip along with Frangela and Stormy Daniels and Eugene Carroll and
the one with the flag?
The neighbor that called Martha Ann the C word. We need to go. And I know someone knows Tiffany Hader, so we're going to invite her on our girls trip. We're all going.
Gosh.
But we got to find
the
that neighbor.
Girls trip.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to transplant a giant phallic-sized cactus from California to put right next to the Alito's house and make it rainbow colors over the phallic-shaped cactus, like pointing right.
Huh? We need a 24-hour-a-day, never-ending gay pride parade that goes up and down their street.
Yeah. Yep. Play It's Raining Men over and over. Yeah.
I want all the hits.
Yes.
All the hits.
Kylie
my gay neighbors, they used to, the gay neighbors used to play Cher 24/7.
Yeah.
Do you believe? Just on a loop.
Uh-huh.
A fundraiser, too. People could sponsor for, you know, I take this hour and I'm giving this. And just have people rotate in on this constantly moving.
Just as a
parade, like on a flatbed truck.
Oh, as aggressively gay as we can possibly think of.
So gay, it's like, anybody who is gay, like, I mean, full gay. I want gay.
Yeah, okay. Do like outdoor showings of Mommy Dearest.
I'm going to send Joan Cusack to run up and down the street asking, right? And then everybody.
Is everybody gay?
And then the whole crowd from Is It In and Out stands up and goes, I'm gay. Every neighbor just in solidarity. I'm gay. Okay.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm gay. All right, 22 minutes after the hour.
Spartacus was so gay.
Yeah, Spartacus was so gay.
That's the same thing as I'm gay, because I'm Spartacus.
Wow.
22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kick.
Sweet.
Wee. I put my Laverne and Shirley glove over it earlier.
You did.
Because, yay, Milwaukee. But I'm just saying, Frangela, did you hear, I took a little wrong turn with my Major Taylor bike group, and we were on the 5 last weekend, just for a little while. Just enough to terrify the living bejesus.
Just from one exit to the next.
Just to realize that it's not my time and God says I have more work to do here. Okay.
At least you weren't going the wrong way. You were going with traffic.
No, I was going with traffic like an idiot.
Okay.
10 supplements in one in there. I'm doing almost 50 miles tomorrow with Major Taylor and I got to be ready,
off the
man.
Freeways.
Yes.
Off the freeways.
Yes. 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 Prebiotics, probiotics, superfoods for muscles and joints. It's an extra energy. If you just want to enhance your overall well-being, do it with MamaRoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get that 40% off and that 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm Dr. Lowell Steen, Chief of Cardiology at Loyola University Medical Center, with Ira Antelis, founder of 120 Life, a drink that supports healthy blood pressure.
It's great to be here, literally, because I almost wasn't. 5 years ago, I got a terrifying warning from my doctor that my blood pressure was off the charts.
That must have really shaken you.
It did, but I knew there had to be a natural way to lower my blood pressure. So I developed 120 Life, a juice blend to help lower blood pressure.
How much did your blood pressure drop?
In 2 weeks, it dropped 30 points.
That's remarkable. And no side effects?
None. It's all natural superfruits and key minerals. And today, we have thousands of satisfied users.
Where can you get 120 Life?
Just go to 120life.com and use the code CONTROL for 15% off or text CONTROL to 511-511. If your numbers don't improve, I'll send your money back.
So you really have nothing to lose. Take control of your blood pressure today by visiting 120life.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Madison, it's time to rock the Gamma Ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
All about that girl. Oh, yeah. All about that girl.
Iron Plow.
Go rock it tonight.
And Marston. The Maxine Concert Series live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advance tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Think about direction, wonder why you have it now. Stand in the place where you were, now face.
Stephanie Miller.
Think about the place where you live, wonder why you have it.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, Fridays with Frangela. Did you see Eric Swalwell? He's like, raise your hand if you hung out with a felon today. Fantastic alpha liberaling. Do we have it? Yeah.
Just a show of hands for anyone in the room who hung out with a felon today. Hey, guys, probably want to get your hands up if you were hanging out with convicted felon Donald Trump. I don't think anyone on our side did. But that's why we're here.
Okay. He pointed out convicted felons cannot hold security clearances, serve in the military, visit many countries. Trump would also not be allowed to meet with other convicted felons, such as Roger Stone or Steve Bannon. He said, but this is the person you all chose to hang out with this morning, delaying the original start time of our hearing, because rather than helping, than getting work done for people who need us to work, you chose a felon over helping families. We're going to flip that. We're going to choose families over felons. I love how some of these alpha liberals are going at this. this, don't you?
Eric Swalwell wants to be president of the United States one day, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's a person who will get my vote.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yep. Me too. Me too. And when they go low, we go Jasmine Crockett.
Exactly.
All right. More Fridays with Frangela.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Under California law, bicycles are considered vehicles, which means that drivers must yield to them and provide at least 3 feet of safe passing distance, just as you would another car. When making a right turn, don't pass in front of bicycles, especially if you're crossing a bike lane. Cyclists have to do their part too. You must ride in the same direction as traffic and obey all traffic signals and signs. Use hand signals and make eye contact with drivers to communicate. Wear a helmet and reflective clothes to be more visible to others. If you ride after dark, remember to use a white headlight and reflectors.
You've probably heard it before. After the end of a relationship or marriage, a kindly friend or relative will offer those famous words of support. There are plenty of fish in the sea. Well, that kindly friend or relative is wrong, dead wrong. And not because you're hideous and undesirable, but because the fact is, many fish are declining in number. Now, here's the part where you might ask, what can I do? Well, I'll tell you. On your next date, if you're going out for a nice meal or cooking a romantic dinner at home, be sure to choose fish that are plentiful or caught in an environmentally friendly way. That way, you'll help keep the oceans healthy and full of fish, and you'll look like a sensitive, caring person to whomever you're with. Now, that's sure to score you some major points. To find out how to make the right seafood choices and help protect our oceans, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and let's be honest, now that you're single and lonely, you've got the time. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that, and that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Listen, what I'd like to see happen is I'd like to see President Trump come out with a statement saying, look, if Hunter Biden commits to a program of sobriety and, you know, inpatient or maybe outpatient shows up, keeps his sobriety, I'll pardon him. I'd love to see President Trump to say that. And it would be a magnanimous, you know, offer on his part, show his humanity, and really, you know, flip the tables on the Democrats.
I'm going to need my shut up cannon. Thanks very much. Thank you. Okay. That's some Donald Trump advisor. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah, as if he's going to do that.
Yeah.
As if.
They've showed so much compassion and empathy for Hunter Biden so far. I'm sorry. Are you looking for Jody's shut up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We'll just wait here.
Why don't you just shut up?
Okay. All right. Fantastic and snarly. That's Jody Hamilton. Angela, I'm enjoying your socks. I really am on your dashboard. That is.
She's cleaning.
I'm driving with my foot.
That's safe.
Come and get me, Copper.
It's like a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Here's some good news. Remember Christian Cooper, Central Park Karen, tried to tell 911 he was threatening her when all he was doing was bird watching.
Yep.
Karen lost her job, and Christian not only got a new job as the host of National Geographic's new show called Extraordinary Birder, he just won an Emmy.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. Make lemonade. Yep. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it.
Kevin in D.C., you're on with Frangela. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. And thank you for telling that wonderful news you just did. It put a smile on my face immediately. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello. You dropped out there for a second.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, after I said such kind words to everybody, I hope you heard it. Anyway, I quickly want to give a shout out to Representative Gwen Moore in Milwaukee after Trump dissed the city. That thing she said about, well, I don't know many people in Milwaukee who have 34 felony counts against them, so our crime rate is sure it's going to go up when he joins us.
Yeah, the felon rate could go way up in Milwaukee when Trump and his friends get there. But, yeah.
Amen.
Absolutely. But the other thing is, and again, I can't understand any woman. I'm a guy, and seeing some of the people, seeing some of the women testify and hearing another story about a woman, I think it was on Morning Joe, I won't go through the whole thing of what she went through, but her experience, it ended up with her literally on the floor bleeding out.
Oh, yeah.
Because the state she was in, you know, the doctor too scared to treat her. That's just despicable. It reminds me when Charlemagne the Goof caused a stir or whatever because Biden quipped, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Well,
right.
I concur. If you vote for someone who the obvious thing that he and his administration have done against black, you aren't black. If you're a woman, after what I just saw, and you vote for him, you ain't a woman. In fact, if you vote for these people who are only for allegedly straight, rich white males, you ain't human.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to turn in your vagina immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I need on my desk by the end of business.
That's right. Me. Nobody's going to braid your hair.
Yeah.
It's out.
Yeah. All right. Lincoln Project out with a new ad. Again, we keep trying to put the spotlight on Project 2025, but here
they say Project 2025 will change your life. For once, they're telling the truth.
Donald Trump gets in for 4 more years. He's going full throttle.
Project 2025 is Trump's plan to make America different, less free, less fair, less American. It's a roadmap for total control. Trump's control. Not just of the government, of your life, of your body, of every one of your freedoms, of what you can read and say, and where you can travel. You'll round up American citizens, use the government to punish his enemies, put the crazy and corrupt in power forever.
It's 4 years of scorched earth when Donald Trump retakes the White House.
But he promises to only be a dictator for one day. One day? Sure.
It's a good ad.
Mm-hmm. Was it Maya Angelou that first said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them?
Yes.
They're saying everything out loud this time, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, because they don't want you to be confused. They don't want to get their messaging. They don't want to confuse the message. They want you to know that if you are the type of person, if your beingness is so low that you are for retribution, get on our train, because that is the emotional train and psychological train that we are on. Yeah. We are not here. This is the thing that everybody needs to hear about the GOP. We are no longer here to serve the people. We are no longer here to make laws that forward your life.
Mm-hmm. And we need to get out there, just buffet people with the facts. Rachel Bitticoffer was talking about what we were saying, the gal we had on.
Debbie from Florida.
Yes, Debbie Powell, Raquel Powell. But anyway, who was in a real competitive race with Rick Scott, and she said people need to go to the villages and tell them they're going to take your Social Security and your Medicare. Yep. They're going to blow it. Because Rick Scott not only was part of the biggest Medicare scam ever, they're saying it out loud. Ben Shapiro talking about, you know, the Social Security age. Mm-hmm.
And let's be real about this. It's insane that we haven't raised the retirement age in the United States. It's totally crazy.
It's 67.
Joe Biden, if that were the case, Joe Biden should not be running for president. Hey, Joe Biden is 81 years old. The retirement age in the United States at which you start to receive Social Security and you are eligible for Medicare is 65. Joe Biden has technically been eligible for Social Security and Medicare for 16 years, and he wants to continue in office until he is 86, which is 19 years past when he would be eligible for retirement.
Gen Xers.
No one in the United States should be retiring at 65 years old. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I think retirement itself is a stupid idea unless you have some sort of health problem.
Shut up.
If you notice, it's nobody's ever had a real job is advocating for raising this, right?
Funny, because Angela and I were talking about this yesterday, and we were talking about how blessed we are to do the work we do.
Yeah.
Because my grandfather was a steel worker, and the children, their jobs, when he came home from work, my mother's job at 5 was to pull the steel filings out of his hands.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my grandmother was a day worker for rich people on the Gold Coast of Chicago. Mm-hmm. She cleaned toilets. Those are real jobs. Yep. This is the thing. You want to ask somebody who has been having steel in their hands every day of their life to do that till the day they die?
Yeah. Yeah. Angel, I'm with you about, like, I'm never retiring because I, frankly, am a loser. I have nothing else to do. But also, I'm very, very lucky that I love what I do. Yeah. I get to, you know, it's like Ben Shapiro. This isn't a real job. I'm really, really lucky. But you're right. Anyone that's had a real job, it's got, what did he say? No one should retire unless they have some sort of health problem.
Yep.
Really? Mm-hmm. You just want people to work, you
until
know.
Until they die.
Until they
Trust
die.
Trust me on this. He will be retiring. Trust me on this. Like, that hypocrisy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
By the way, the retirement age for Gen Xers is 67.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. So they have raised it. Yeah.
They have raised it already.
Yeah.
They have raised it.
Frangela, can I have my extraterrestrial music, please? I'm running out of theories from when he just, as you said, Angela, he just said to Milwaukee, a horrible city, in the swing state where he's going to be nominated. I feel like he may be from some orange planet, and this is an experiment to see, like, what does he have to do? Like, what if I'm judged a rapist? What about 34 felonies? What about this? How about if I steal national secrets? Wait a minute, I'm not done. Your mothers are all whores. Like, I don't, what is, is it a coincidence, Jody, this story's in the news?
Mm.
Trump told a social media influencer that he was not convinced in the existence of extraterrestrials. Yeah, that's what an extraterrestrial would say to throw you off.
Yes.
Despite knowing of the existence of illegal aliens at the southern... Whatever. He said, I've met with pilots like beautiful Tom Cruise, but taller.
What?
I almost got
you think the
audio.
You think the shark story was... Pardon? Pardon me?
But he didn't say that, did he?
He did.
Did he really
he
say
did.
That?
I am reading a transcript.
He
but
did.
Taller, okay? Handsome, perfect people, sir. Oh, it's also a sir story.
Always.
Sir, there's something out there that was round in form and going like 4 times faster than my super jet fighter plane. And I look at these guys and they really mean it. Am I a believer? No. Probably I can't say that I am. Hang on. When you say aliens, I say, are they illegal aliens? These extraterrestrials might be illegal. But we don't want to test them because if they can go 4 times faster, we're not going to test them.
I almost
transcript.
Got the audio.
That is a close. Transcript.
I came this close to getting the audio, and I was like, no.
Now you're like, the shark boat thing, not that crazy.
I need that audio, Jody.
I'll send it to you.
Audio.
I'll get it for you.
This is
this is my problem, though. I find it interesting that in all of our movies of aliens coming and taking over this planet, they come with armies, they come with viruses, they come and attack us. But apparently all it really took was to send one idiot. Yeah. Like, that's they didn't have to even go that hard to take over.
They've captured the whole planet. Mm-hmm. Is there, do you think it's coincidence Margie Trailer Green sounds like Mars Attacks? Have you listened to her for very long?
Those are her cousins, for sure.
Oh, my God. Did Goodness. You see her? Oh, God, it's so... She confirmed
bad
about
butch,
the...
Bad body Butch belt?
She said, Donald Trump is so sweet in the meeting after saying hello to her.
Ew.
Do we have Mike Johnson with his...
Yeah.
Daddy says I'm doing a good job. Mike Johnson, where is that?
Where is he?
Oh, 11, sorry.
Yeah. Hmm.
Former president gave his endorsement to this leadership team, and does he want you to continue to be the speaker after the November?
He said very complimentary things about all of us. We had sustained applause. He said, I'm doing a very good job. I mean, we're grateful for that. Look, we have to have continuity in leadership. We have to have a plan, and it has to be very carefully executed.
And then he started singing My Heart Belongs to Daddy.
Yes.
Okay, back to Marjorie Taylor Greene. He saw me in there, and he was like, hello, Marjorie. He's always so sweet. He recognizes me and he says, are you being nice? He was joking. Are you being nice to Speaker Johnson? I said, And he said, okay, be nice. And I nodded my head. Oh, they're just, it's so vomitous. And just like, oh, please love me, Daddy.
Uh-huh.
I know. It's, you know, and again, none of these people have like a singular thought for the people that they are representing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're representing themselves.
Matt Gaetz tweeted, Trump trashing the Ukraine act right to Speaker Johnson's face. So epic. They're just all so immature and bullies. And Dan Pfeiffer tweeted, Trump supporters almost murdered these folks less than 4 years ago. Representative Sean Casten said, the guy who found very fine people on both sides of the neo-Nazi rally thinks Mike Johnson's doing a good job, and Mike Johnson's proud of that. Oh, my God, these people. I mean, another new low yesterday, right? Take your felon to work day. Unbelievable.
Yep. How many people would fit on Elba? Like, if we sent all of them...
Right. And I blame Paul Ryan. This is Paul Ryan's fault.
Yeah,
Paul Ryan put all these folks in and then ran.
And he's still too cowardly to say, vote for Joe Biden. I'm so tired of these people saying Trump is a huge, unfit international and national security threat. Oh, but I'm not going to vote for Biden. He's terrible. Understand, if you do anything other than vote for Biden, you are putting Trump back in. If you stay home, if you vote third party, it's just they don't have the courage to take that step.
Yeah, that's right. To quote the incomparable Hal Sparks, if you have a choice between two evils, choose the less evil.
Choose the side without the Nazis.
Right.
Not
evil, but if that's how you see it.
Right. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, my God. I'm just going to be waiting on my doorstep for my new duvet cover.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. You can't. I'm just warning you. You can't have the Cozy Earth sheets like I do and then have a regular duvet cover. Why, Chris? Balls.
They pill up
it's
into
balling.
Little balls.
My, because it feels like sandpaper.
Uh-huh.
Next, I have to get the Cozy Earth duvet cover. Just saying. And I got the plush bath towels, and I got the new olive green.
Yay!
Cozy Earth jammies. Oh, my God. I'm going to wear them to Denver next week. Okay, I'm fine. I'm fine. No one help me. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Enter the promo code Miller at checkout, and you get that unbelievable 30% off luxury when it comes to bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. CozyEarth.com/Miller right now. That promo code is Miller for an exclusive 30% savings. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in that follow-up survey. Choose my shoe. From the drop-down menu, CozyEarth.com/Miller.
I'll say this about Stephanie's show. She's as harmless as a kitten.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, did you know that high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for mortality? In fact, 1 in 2 adults have high blood pressure. Lots of my friends do. There's a 50-50 chance you are one of them. But you can take control of your blood pressure and without the side effects of pills with 120 Life. 120 Life is a blend of great-tasting superfruit juices that can actually help lower your blood pressure. Try it yourself risk-free with their two-week trial pack. Just go to 120life.com and use the code CONTROL to save 15% and receive free shipping. Or text CONTROL to 511-511. They're so sure 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks, they will refund your money if you're not satisfied. You have nothing to lose but those high blood pressure numbers. Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com. Use the code CONTROL or text CONTROL to 511-511. This is serious. This is your life we're talking about. 120 Life can help. The statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Jill Biden says her husband, the president, made the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid stronger. The first lady says the rate of uninsured Americans is lower than ever.
He kept insulin at $35 per month for seniors. For the first time in history, he made sure Medicare can negotiate drug prices directly, something that presidents have been trying to do for decades.
Mrs. Biden campaigning in Green Bay yesterday. Police officers who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6th are campaigning for President Biden. Former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn called Donald Trump, quote, the single greatest threat to the United States of America in a generation. Dunn and others held a press conference in Madison yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. UW-Madison is starting the first OBGYN rural track program in the nation. 11 Wisconsin counties are maternity care deserts. That means they have zero delivery hospitals or practitioners. With a $750,000 grant from the federal government, this new program will give resident doctors experience in rural settings. This weekend, Wisconsin will celebrate Juneteenth. There are parades and events all over the state. Robin Scott from We All Rise African American Resource Center says we all need to change our vocabulary around slavery.
Just in light of continuing to add more information, tell stories as they truly should be told, we are encouraging people to refer to those that were held hostage as Black hostages, and that helps American folks today to really understand.
Madison's biggest Juneteenth event begins with a parade tomorrow at 11, followed by a celebration at Penn Park that runs until 6. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A high-pressure system is dominating the area, providing blue skies and plenty of sunshine, alongside calm winds and pleasant temperatures. Highs today, flirting with 80 degrees, and for tomorrow, showers by the afternoon and heavy rain at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for Dominic's birthday and airing of the grievances. Devil's Advocates, you know how we do it. The birthday edition. Tune in for it.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Working on other surprises for all the big shoes. Okay, one more Nancy Pelosi, because I'm, you know, okay, here we go. Net Representative Pelosi.
Carson bill, creating jobs, the IRA, saving the planet, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, the PACT Act to protect our veterans who may have been exposed to burn pits, the CHIPS and Science Act to make us preeminent in the world and independent for the factors of production that we need to be preeminent in the world. And that isn't any reason to vote for us. We're not saying we deserve it. We're saying we've proven we can get the job done instead of one bill for the richest people in the country.
Yeah. We just keep saying, I don't know what else we can do, but just keep telling the truth like we are and spreading the word about Biden's accomplishments, because it's like we keep saying there are almost too many and people are too like, oh, that's so boring.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah, and
everything.
Trump's trying to take
inflation,
credit for him.
Inflation, crime, he literally said, I got you $35 insulin. I mean, there's no lie that's too big, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane. When you weren't president, you did it. Like, it doesn't, you didn't do it when you were. Like, I don't know.
They don't want to do anything except protect Donald Trump. He basically, with this whole, like, the mainstream media going, oh, they're going to talk policy. No, they're not. He's talking to them about how to keep his ass out of jail. Why doesn't Taylor Swift like him? Like, what else? Why won't Nancy Pelosi date him? And just other weirdness that is too weird to write. Anyway, one analyst said, we're not a big tent party right now because Donald Trump expects Republicans in any position of power, whether you're a House Speaker, Senate Republican, to act as his legal and political shield.
Yeah.
This is,
yeah.
I keep saying, Joe Biden's running for you. Donald Trump is running for himself, mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah. He really said it. I mean, they're playing that ad, like, of Donald Trump saying, I don't care about you. I just want your vote. Like,
yeah.
He is saying it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think he's an extraterrestrial. It's a thought experiment on us. It's not about. Okay. Like, for instance, legal group aligned with Trump has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission that Alvin Bragg illegally coordinated with Joe Biden to prosecute Trump. This is so demonstrably, provably false, right? But it is coordinated. They said it's an in-kind contribution by Bragg to Biden and the Biden campaign. So they try to take the election interference conviction and go, nuh-uh, mm-hmm. Alvin Bragg was the one interfering. You're just the Justice Department has previously responded to a letter from Jim Jordan, who has threatened to withhold funding from any agency that attempts to prosecute a former president. And there is no coordination. And also, this is for a crime that happened before Joe Biden even announced he was running, right?
Yes. And this is what I also don't understand. If that's the case, then why are we sitting here still allowing Donald Trump to run and be the face of this party? When will they learn? Because I agree with everybody else. They will allow him to run this party from a prison cell.
I can't hear one more of these stories of the cowardice of the Republican Party. GOP lawmakers asking, how do we make Trump go away? This is what they say privately. I'm so tired of these stories of cowardice, right? John King reporting, some GOP lawmakers prefer not having to deal with him at all. He said ever since he came on the political scene, there have been Republicans privately have taken shots at him but held their tongues publicly. Many of them, some will never say this publicly, but in private conversations, many of them at the beginning have been trying to figure out how to make him go away. How does he go away? Well, we're united in that cause. So how about we save our democracy, right? Mm-hmm.
I actually think it's a really simple activity. What you do if you don't want somebody at your party is to not invite them and to lock the door and have
turn off the lights.
Be like, no, you can't come
turn
in.
Turn off the lights and hide behind the couch.
Turn off the lights. Pretend we're not home in November.
Like,
it's your party. You're telling me you can't control it?
Can't we as a country? Can't we as a country
start? Why would
start,
I give you the country?
Can't we start yawning like we have to go to bed? Oh! It is so late. Wow.
Gotta
thanks
get
for
up
coming.
Early in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? I wish I could stay up and party in this country with you right now, but...
Wow. SexyLiberal.com for final word. Idiot of the weekend. Sexy Liberal tickets. We love you. Frangela.
Yay.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, I am so excited. We wrap up on the road with Jane and Todd in my favorite place, Amory, Wisconsin. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.